Welcome back to the Sports Drive here on ESPN Pensacola, joined by a special guest, a former now Pace pitcher, Walter Ford, and 74th overall pick. Walter, I appreciate you for taking the time to join the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, I read that your nickname is the Vanilla Missile. How did this come about? Is this something you came up with? Is this something that a coach or a player nicknamed you?
It's a funny story. It's something I kind of came up with, but I never really called myself until I was forced to.
Okay.
So my, going through Pace my freshman year, I had, three gold chains, just hanging out of the jersey. So a lot of people, you like Vanilla Ice, on the baseball field.
Right.
And so my name was, Vanilla Ice. And then, dad was like, well, you play, you had the swagger and the confidence of Deion Sanders, it was like prime time. So they merged the two names together and it was Vanilla Prime. And then, one night I was watching, the Cubs go in the World Series run, they had Chapman. And I was like, if Chapman calls himself the Cuban Missile, why can I not be the Vanilla Missile? Me and my dad laughed about it, and I brought it up to the baseball team at Pace. And, for my freshman kind of introduction to the team, they made me change my Instagram handle to the Vanilla Missile.
Nice.
I just thought it was the corniest thing ever, and of course I did too. And so I changed the Instagram handle, just not thinking anything of it, and kind of stuck with it, and I've kind of just wrote it ever since.
Well, I think the nickname is pretty freaking awesome. So how did it feel to get the phone call the other night? Obviously, you're anticipating getting drafted at some point, but what is that feeling? Take me through it a little bit.
It was bittersweet. I was sitting there probably like 11:30 at night. Like I said, I knew it was gonna happen. I just didn't really know where. And like I said, the picks were going in. I was kind of like, oh man, when is it gonna get called? Getting a little anxious, right?
Yeah.
And got the call from my advisor, and he was like, hey man, Seattle's in play here. You want to take it? And I was like, absolutely. It was a pretty good deal. And like I said, I liked it. And like I said, I like the Mariners. The way they handle the organization. Like I said, I'm really happy to be a part of it.
So, in this whole decision process, obviously you committed to Alabama, and then you're drafted here by the Mariners. What goes into that decision on whether to go to college or whether to sign that contract and turn pro?
Right. I know a lot of people would always ask me, what's your next move? And I always told me, I got to see how the draft plays out. And of course, kind of how the draft played out. I really don't think I will be attending the University of Alabama. Like I said, if everything goes right, like I said, we had the kind of the deal in place already. So once we get the contract over here pretty soon, we'll take a look at it, scan it over, send it to my advisor, make sure everything looks right, which I'm sure it probably will. Like I said, we'll go out to Seattle, and sign the papers.
Have you ever been to Seattle before?
I have not, so I'm looking really forward to it.
Oh, awesome, awesome. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you too is just you seem like a really athletic dude playing baseball, but when did you know growing up that baseball was the sport that you wanted to play? Were there any other sports that you played growing up? I'm assuming there were.
No, actually not.
Seriously?
I picked up a bat and ball in my hand at 3 years old, and I never really loved any other sport like I did.
Wow.
Baseball. So I put all my chips in one basket, so there wasn't any time where I was like, man, I don't know what kind of player I am. I just knew I was a baseball player since I was three.
When was the moment where you realized, not just that you love playing baseball, but holy crap, I may be really, really good at this, and there may be a chance that I can go play in college or maybe make it pro as well?
I had the thought of, going and playing college, kind of going into freshman year. I'd committed to Alabama. It was in the summer between, eighth grade and freshman year. And, like I said, when I got that offer, I was kind of just, hoping that I could be good enough, to go start as a freshman at Alabama and, get drafted from Alabama. It really didn't dawn on me that, I might have a chance of getting drafted out of high school up until, this summer. And then I ended up doing so well that, the opportunity of, getting drafted this year, kind of came into play. And, like I said, we sat around down it, and, eventually, that's kind of what we made the decision to do.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
Brian Wilson, the closer for the Giants back in when they were making the World Series runs. Like I said, I absolutely loved, the way he kind of handled the spotlight, the intensity he brought, just kind of the antics he had.
Would you ever do the Mohawk?
I did the Mohawk.
Oh, did you?
I did. It was
nice.
Of course, it was a little short one. It was a little buzzed Mohawk. never again. I looked awful with it. Long hair, is what I should stick with, and I'll probably just grow it out.
So what do you have in your arsenal? I read that you have two different sliders. How exactly is that possible?
It's kind of the mentally, like the mental kind of the way I throw it.
Okay.
It's the same grip and everything. You know, one of them, I guess, you know, one's a slider, you know, one's a slurve if you really want to kind of get technical with the movement. But one of them, you know, I kind of think about throwing through the baseball. And then the other one, I kind of think about throwing like the ball kind of going around my middle finger. Like I said, same grip. It just gets really two good movements. And like I said, I use those two to my advantage, you know, during counts and stuff this season.
So you've done a lot of great things, obviously, playing with the USA teams. You have won 6A Player of the Year. What would you say is, and you've obviously been drafted now by the Seattle Mariners. What would you say, even if it's one of those, if not, what is your most fulfilling moment, you would say, as a baseball player?
I have to say, you know, of course, getting drafted, you know, number one, but also, you know, making the state run, you know, as a senior this year with Pace, you know, being able to come back home and, you know, be with my boys this season. And then, like I said, you know, making the run, like I said, it was really awesome. And I was really, you know, really happy I could do it my senior year. Like I said, of course, you know, it came up short, but, you know, there's 200-plus teams, you know, want to be in the situation we were in. And, you know, looking back at it, you know, I had a lot of memories. You know, like I said, I'm never going to forget.
That being said, your most fulfilling, what is one of the toughest things that you've had to go through, whether it just be, you know, the grind and the process? What's one of the toughest things that you've gone through over the course of your journey to get here?
I've dealt with a lot of adversity. I think the big one was, of course, the aging up process. You know, not only am I having to put in the work, you know, off the field that year we took away off the field, but also putting it, like getting all the schoolwork done was, of course, you know, another side of it. Not really people many look at.
Mm.
And the schoolwork was awful. I mean, I was sitting down doing, you know, 7 hours of schoolwork in the beginning. But aging up is definitely, I have to say, probably one of the bigger adversities I've faced so far in my career.
What do you want to achieve as a baseball player? Is it is it a award? Is it a World Series championship? Is it an MVP? What do you want to achieve here through your baseball career?
Really, like I said, you know, I have the goals of, you know, like I said, you know, the accolades and stuff, but really, when I come down to it, I want to, when I kind of step away from baseball, I really want to look at my career and be like, I have no regrets. You know, like I'd never want to take a look back. You know, like maybe I should have done this. Maybe if I put in this kind of work, or, you know, maybe if I thought about this, you know, like I said, once I kind of step away from baseball, you know, as long as I can say, you know, like I have no regrets. I think I did everything I could, you know, to be the best I can. I think that's a solid career.
What is your favorite part about playing baseball?
The democracy of it. You know, I can go out there and I can do everything right, and I can put in the work, you know, like I said, and I can, you know, feel great, feel 100% that day. I can go out there and pitch, and, you know, there's a guy that, you know, on paper shouldn't be holding a candlestick to me, but he can go out there and just go 3-for-3 off me that day and just absolutely beat me. You know, like,
yeah.
I said, it's, you know, you got Jose Altuve in the league, you know, the guy's, you know, 5'6", 5'8", you know, on paper, like, he shouldn't be out there doing what he is, you know,
right.
But he does. Like I said, you know, that's a really cool thing about baseball. I think it's kind of different between all the other sports. Like I said, you know, it's such a democratic sport to where, you know, everyone's equal, you know.
Again, yeah, talking to Walter Ford, 74th overall selection from the Seattle Mariners. How big of a factor have your parents played into all of this as well? You know, obviously, you know, you can go down the line with coaches and everything like that, but also the parental guidance that we all get and everything. How has your mom and dad helped you through this process? Not only, you know, with academics and just putting yourself in the best position, but also even through the draft process.
They've been by my side, you know, even growing up. Like I said, I couldn't have done it without them. You know, all the money they spent on hotel rooms and gas money and food. And, of course, you know, going through the draft, like I said, they were always there, you know, make sure, you know, kind of keeping up with all the drafting, all the draft stuff. You know, my dad, you know, in text with my advisor. So, you know, if I ever miss something, or, like I said, my dad had my advisor's number. They kind of just been there, you know, comforting me. Of course, more my mom, and my dad's freaking out just as much as I am. But, you know, like I said, we're really happy, you know, like with the way it turned out. And, you
awesome.
Know, the I guess like the sweet relief and kind of just, you know, kind of going away, all the stress is kind of, you know, gone with the finally figuring out, you know, what happened.
What number are you wanting to wear?
18. I don't know if there's anyone on the Mariners that are 18. I might have to pay for the number. But
why is that?
Because, well, see, when I first started playing, my number was 8, and
okay.
I made the All-Star team my first year playing baseball, and unfortunately, I couldn't get the number 8, and my mom was like, you know, well, just 8 is just 1-8, so let's go with 18, you know, 1-8, And nice. I had that number, and I kind of just stuck with it ever since. It's a weird number, you know. So I've been lucky enough to kind of get it. You know, at USA I was able to get 18 because no one wanted the number. it's a weird number, so I usually get it. You know, kind of everywhere I go. But like I said, I really hope I get that number. But you know, at the end of the day, you know, it is just a number.
Right. Awesome. Well, again, speaking with Walter Ford, dude, congratulations again. You know, honored to be able to have you on the show, and I'm sure it's a big honor for you to be able to represent Pace, you know, going forward. Best of luck to you, and again, congratulations.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.